Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show. Turn up your mind.
Regarding the donations to the Clinton Foundation, again, the accusation is that Hillary Clinton's State Department approved the transfer of 20% of Americans' uranium holdings to Russia, while nine investors in the deal funneled $145 million to the Clinton Foundation. Here, the timing is inaccurate.
Oh.
Most of those donations were from one man, Frank Guestra, the founder of the company in Canada. He gave $131 million to the Clinton Foundation. But Guestra says he sold his stake in the company back in 2007. That's 3 years before the uranium-Russia deal and a year and a half before Hillary Clinton became Secretary of State. We can't independently verify his statement. But if true, the donation to the Clinton Foundation from confirmed Uranium One investors drops from more than $145 million to $4 million. The Clinton Foundation did not disclose those donations. After a New York Times story exposed them, the foundation reported it made mistakes, saying it had disclosed donations from a Canadian charity, but did not specify the names of the donors to that charity who had associations with the uranium company. Even so, the accusation is predicated on the charge that Secretary Clinton approved the sale. She did not. A committee of nine evaluated the sale. The president approved the sale. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission and others had to offer permits. None of the uranium was exported for use by the U.S. to Russia.
And there you have it. And so when Shepard Smith actually told the truth and presented facts to the people, the bubble boys that watch Fox News, they all took to Twitter. I normally don't tune into Shep's Hour on Fox. Can't stand his bias. But today, while surfing channels, yeah, right, he caught my interest. In 3 minutes, he argued Hillary's defense, how she had nothing to do with Uranium One and how Trump had lied about it. He has to go. Who, Trump or Shep? You're not clear. Another one. You need to get that hack Shep news team out of Fox. He just made excuses for hashtag crooked Hillary. He's clearly a double agent. Shep Smith just gave his opinion to crooked Hillary on the uranium scandal. Totally lied. Misrepresented every fact. Get rid of him. He is a shill for Hillary on most, as most gays are. I don't know if that's a typo or if this man is a homophobe. I don't know if he meant as most guys are or gays are. Does not have the integrity to be on Fox. Integrity and Fox in the same sentence. Oh, how we laughed. Here's another. Did anyone watch Shep Smith just explain how Hillary had nothing to do with the uranium deal? Question mark, question mark, question mark. What a joke, Fox News. Exclamation point. Send him to CNN. Is Shep Smith Hillary's attorney or what? Jeez, he has to be on her payroll or... he's drank a gallon of her Kool-Aid today. Sickening. He's got Uranium One all figured out. And Hillary is blameless. He needs to go to CNN or MSNBC ASAP. Shep News, liberal Hillary, kiss ass. Hey, Shep, just go to MSNBC. You know exactly why the 145 mil went to CF. Your little twist is BS. By the way, time to come out of the closet. Shep Smith seems he has direct answers on Uranium One. How about the truth? Hillary was part of the team that said, yes, you can't delegate the vote job. And Obama was the okay to sell. What was the FBI doing? Shep, stop protecting past admin. Hannity, Shep Smith is CNN on Fox. I just listened to him justify the Clintons having no power or say in Uranium One. Smith is a joke. We are not stupid. Now Fox News thinks we are. 145 mil. Shep exonerates them on Fox. What? Crap! I hate at hashtag Shep Smith. I hate his face, the sound of his voice, his seething hatred for all things that pertain to our president, his lack of objectivity. If I wanted to see an unfactual and slanted view, I would watch CNN. I can't watch Shep Smith anymore. I'm done with that show. Those 9 that approved uranium deal are all Obama Clinton lackeys, just like Shep Smith. Breaking news, even though he has no law degree, hashtag Shep Smith has officially joined legal team defending hashtag Hillary Clinton as lead counsel. It's unknown if he will be removed from hashtag Fox News to work full time on defending the Clinton crime family. She wasn't Secretary of State when the donation was made, and he, Gustra, didn't own any shares in Uranium One when he donated to the Clinton Foundation. Also, 9 agencies plus the Atomic Energy Agency oversaw the recommendations, and only Obama could say yes or no, and he said yes, provided that none of the uranium ever leave the United States, and it doesn't. But these facts, they just—it's like these people are fact proof. They have fact proof their lives. You know, like you child proof your house, you bulletproof. You know, school windows now. Sad commentary, but they have fact proof their lives. It is just so sad. This is what propaganda does. This is what it does. Jordan in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hi, Randy. First-time caller.
Oh, first time.
Long time. Can't believe I finally got my cherry pop. 2 quick comments, and hopefully I can sneak a question in, too. So, Fox News viewers now will stop tuning to Fox if they start reporting the facts?
Yes.
Let's continue reporting the facts.
I wish it would become an epidemic there, but it never will.
The second part I wanted to comment on briefly was, what kind of crazy world are we living in where a man could be elected to a judgeship and start making decisions on cases, but the local mall recognizes him as a threat and is no longer allowing him in there? And so my follow-up question to that, and I'm wondering, has anybody looked at Roy Moore's decisions on cases against domestic violence, against women's assault, or any type of women's issues, and how he's ruled on those?
I did look at one case of the rape of a 4-year-old, and that case was a 17-year-old boy had raped a 4-year-old, and Roy Moore was the only dissenting opinion, because the court convicted, an appeals court overturned, saying that the guy, the 17-year-old, was also a minor. And that the 4-year-old did not have an expectation of violence. Okay, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And so the appeals court overturned it. It went to the Supreme Court of Alabama. The entire Supreme Court of Alabama said, are you freaking kidding me? Of course he raped this 4-year-old, and this 4-year-old had an expectation of violence. But the only dissent in the Supreme Court situation was Roy Moore. He said no. He did not believe that the 4-year-old had an expectation of violence and that the 17-year-old should not go to jail for that.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. And it sounds like you're, as always, spot on. And I really appreciate you enlightening the rest of us.
Thank you. Thank you, Jordan. All right, Vicki in Lake Worth. Hello.
Hello, Randy.
Hi, Vicki.
Hi. I'm a longtime listener from the IOD days. And I just wanted to let you know that I am a psychiatric nurse here in Florida. I've been a nurse for many years. And what I have found is that predators, such as doctors, other nurses, male nurses usually, they seek out people like this. They'll work in a psych hospital. They'll work in chemical dependency units because these women in these units are prey for them, you know. And I had a patient come to me years ago who told me that a doctor had assaulted her. And, told her that if she said anything, that they wouldn't believe her because she was nothing but a drugger.
Right. And that's exactly what, you know, predators say. They say, no one will ever believe you because, you're a child, or no one will ever believe you because you're a drug addict, or no one will ever believe you because you're a divorcee, or no one will ever believe you because they saw you dancing with him. I mean, these are as old as the hills, these reasons. And women, when they do come forward, the people over at the Fox News bubble, they degrade them, they denigrate them. Even the women at Fox News. I played you, you know, this lawyer, Colwin, who says, you know, female, you know, victims are few and far between. They do it for the money. Got Laura Ingraham last night. She's saying, hey, you can't blame the congressman. I mean, these are these old guys. And then all of a sudden, these young chicks, she called them, they're all over Congress. And what are they supposed to do? And if, you know, they make harassment laws, or they make them, you know, answer for their behavior, then, you know, they won't enjoy their jobs anymore. I swear.
Right.
I mean, so
well,
you have fellow women doing it to other women.
Right. And when I dealt with this, we did bring it forward to our administrator of the hospital. And, you know, of course, they were all men. And they looked at me at first, and I was like, I don't know what these people are going to do. You know, but I told them, I said, if you don't do the right thing and report this guy to the state board and get him out of here, I'm letting you know now that I'm going to do it and we're going to take this to the newspaper. You know, and I'll tell you, they did step up. They did do the right thing. And I get all emotional with this. But I really feel as nurses that we need to take care of our patients. We're patient advocates. We need to do that.
Oh, don't cry. You did a good thing. You did a really good thing. Be very, very, very proud because you were strong. And, you know, it's so interesting that doctors, anybody with an association, okay, doctors protect doctors, police officers protect police officers, even when they know they got a bad apple working with them. Lawyers protect lawyers. Pastors protect pastors. Priests protect priests. You know, we're up against a unified front a good deal of the time. So what you did was amazing, and that you got a result for a patient. Don't cry. Don't cry unless they're tears of joy, because what you did was awesome.
I know, but you know, I just feel that out there, there's so many victims.
Yes, there are. You know it. I know it. We all know it. The only one who doesn't know it is Laura Ingraham. But listen, you did a great thing, Vicki, and I'm glad you're my neighbor. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, she's in. She lives in the same town I do. I don't know her, but she lives in the same town. So just to leave the proper taste in your mouth. This was Laura Ingraham last night.
What is really going on here, though? Like, what is it? Just this the usual stuff where you get into a position of power. Maybe you were kind of a geeky guy in high school or college.
Right.
You didn't really have a lot of chicks, and then you get to Capitol Hill. It's all these 22-year-old gals running around, and this is nothing new. I mean, I remember being in the White House elevator during the Reagan administration, right, and Strom Thurmond made a few interesting comments to me. And I was 22 years old, and I just was like laughing at it. It's not a big deal. But you don't want to chill the workplace either. That's another thing I am a little bit worried about here, where you can't even say to someone, oh, you look great, nice dress. Like, people are afraid.
Really?
I know now men who are afraid to have any interaction at any time with a woman alone, right, because 10 years later, even if you didn't do anything, you can be accused of something. Then where do you go to defend yourself? You can't defend yourself. So we have to look at the other side here as well and not make it so sterile and antiseptic a workplace that no one even enjoys the job. You're so afraid of saying anything.
Oh, Laura, have another glass of wine. Strom Thurmond did. I mean, really, this is so. Women are literally throwing women under the bus. This attorney, this Colwin, Mercedes Colwin, tells Sean Hannity women do it for the money. Laura Ingraham goes on Fox News and says men aren't going to enjoy the workplace anymore. I mean, you can't even tell somebody that's a nice dress. Really, really, I think men know the difference between saying that's a nice dress or you look great today from grabbing your ass. And if they don't, they shouldn't be serving in Congress. I think men know the difference between a 14-year-old or even a 16-year-old who's struggling to get out of the car while you're pushing her head down on your dick. If you can't tell the difference between a woman who is like romantically going with it and somebody who's struggling and screaming, stop, 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 and reaching for the door handle, and you've pulled around the back of a restaurant next to a dumpster, then you shouldn't be on the Supreme Court or in the Senate or in the House or making any laws for anybody that anybody's got to live under. Laura. And by the way, Strom Thurmond was a freaking racist, misogynist, white supremacist asshole. And you should have said something. I mean, honest to God, this channel, this crazy channel, and all of these conservative media outlets, calling them media, I mean, these propaganda outlets, these rags, these stupid sheets, the Drudge Report, the Breitbarts, the Fox News channel, that whole place, is keeping America in this bubble where they continually vote against their own best interests. And then the propaganda is so strangely harsh about the result, but they blame the Democrats for it. This tax bill is not being invented by Democrats. This tax bill is being invented by Republicans. They want to give you 32 cents and take away from 13 million Americans health care in one fell swoop, in one damn bill. Tomorrow the House votes on that one damn bill. That damn bill is not going to pass. It isn't. You watch. I'm right all the time. It's not going to pass. There are not enough Republicans in the Senate who are going to vote to take 13 million people off of their health care in order to give corporate tax cuts to the tune of $1.38 trillion to the wealthiest corporations, who will then buy back their stock shares and pay dividends. They're not hiring nobody. They didn't do it under Bush when we gave a tax cut. They didn't do it under Obama when they gave a tax cut. When they repatriated those dollars at a low tax rate, they bought back their shares. It doesn't trickle down. Buy a Snacket Podcast. Go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.